find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. Doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on and turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio.
Second hour, ladies and gentlemen, of the National Intel Report on this Monday, the 23rd of October, 2006. And again, I will remind people, I just announced this last hour, Aaron Russo's DVD, the movie that was in limited release around the country, America, Freedom to Fascism, is now available. All right? It is now available. So this is what we need you to do. Call 800-724-2719 and order a copy of the DVD for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an eye-opener. Class 101 on how things have gone pretty much for the last 100 years here on the economic front, the Federal Reserve System, or the 16th Amendment, the illegal taxation. It's just absolutely a phenomenal piece, and this is available through Republic Broadcasting Network. $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. As they say in the business, operators are now standing by. So order that copy today, ladies and gentlemen, and sit. This is the one that you can sit down with your friends and your family. You know, the ones that always thought you were a wingnut of a sort because you started to talk differently and think differently, and you became reacquainted with your form of government, and you started to unravel all the shenanigans that these people have been up to for a number of years. You know what I'm talking about. Well, this is a great way to sit down with your family, your friends, your neighbors, strangers. It does not matter. Let them watch this movie, and I guarantee you it'll be a life-changing moment for them, without a doubt. I'd seen personally the reactions of people. And how I put this, ladies and gentlemen, was simply this. Standing in front of a theater down here at the AMC Theater in Austin, Texas, and standing up front and watching the pale, ghostly cast from the screen on the audience's face, it looked like a George Romero film, Night of the Living Dead. I mean, it really did. The jaws were dropping. The people had these looks on their faces like, oh my gosh. See, we're trying to explain to them about world government. We're trying to explain to them about what is literally staring us in the face. And they just can't seem to grasp it. So when they saw America, Freedom to Fascism in a movie theater with their popcorn and their hot dogs and their nachos or whatever else, it was a life-changing experience for them. I watched the audience's reaction. This is what I like to do at events. I like to watch people's reactions. And it was phenomenal. It was absolutely undeniable. The people that watched this film, that there was not something very, very wrong in America. And this was almost 100 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, that they implemented this stuff. You know, they say good news travels fast. Well, bad news should travel even faster. This is a tool, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, you can show your friends and your family, your co-workers, your cohorts, perfect strangers. It does not matter. It will change their life. 800-724-2719. People are standing by right now. Get your copy of America, Freedom to Fascism. And we will have Aaron Russo on the program this Wednesday. Coming up with me right after this break, Michael Kaufman. Dr. Michael Kaufman, he's a scientist, ladies and gentlemen. And he's one of these people that from Sovereignty International, he's the president. He knows about the globalist plan, the elitist plan for America. We will be discussing this very topic with my guest, Michael Kaufman, right after this.
Hi. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Simply put, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Kaufman, he is a respected scientist and ecologist who's been involved in the ecosystem research for over 20 years. He's an author and a leader in an effort to, by the environmental establishment, I might say, to impose their agenda over all of us. And what I'm talking about here is the North American Union. It is the mirror to the European Union. And I'm very pleased to have him. By the way, on short order, Mr. Michael Kaufman. Hello, Doctor. How are you today?
I'm doing just great, John. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. As I explained to you before the program today, I have been, the best way to put this is anxious for the last 4 to 6 months that I have been extremely unsettled because I know what the North American Union is about. And this is a topic, you know, we've got Bill Kristol. He's a regular guy on Fox News. And we've got the Weekly Standard out there. We've got the Bill Buckley crowd. We've got the Council on Foreign Relations, all marching us into a global union. And the American people are still woefully, the majority of Americans are woefully ignorant of the plans of the global elite to bring us into this new world order.
They certainly are, and it is shocking to see how far we have come in the, about the 15 or 16 years I've been directly involved in this. It's just been astonishing how much progress they have made. because they are attacking every segment of our society, every segment, the economic, the legal, the educational, you name it, and they've got their fingers in it, trying to manipulate it into a world government and literally creating a world religion as well.
Michael, we seem to be having a problem with your phone connection. Can we reconnect with you?
Yes.
It is absolutely horrible.
Okay.
All right, so I'll tell you what, if you could, sir, just hang up and we'll reconnect you immediately.
Okay.
All right, real good. All right. Boy, that sounded kind of weird. It sounded really strange. At any rate, maybe the powers that be don't want this gentleman talking. Well, let me give you a skinny while he's reconnecting here. And this comes off of AmericanPolicy.org. The facts, they cannot be denied, ladies and gentlemen. On March 23rd of last year, President Bush, Vicente Fox, Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin agreed to create the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Since then, over 20 working groups have been established to implement a blueprint for the North American Union. That blueprint was written by the Council on Foreign Relations. And the working groups operating out of the Department of Commerce, on your tax dollars, by the way, have been following that blueprint almost to the letter. They are creating a European Union in America. You and I must move immediately to stop them or lose our nation forever. They prepared a special report to provide you with all the facts. Please read it and then pass it on to all of your friends and family and contacts. And if we don't stop, here's the deal, folks. If we don't stop this North American Union, all, and I mean all, will be lost. Issues like the property rights, privacy rights, illegal immigration, voluntary prayer will all be lost at one fell swoop. Again, I think we have Dr. Michael Coffin back on with us. Doctor?
Yes, you do.
Okay, there we go. Now we got a clean connection.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, this is of such monumental importance. As I started to say, I talked to you earlier today, and I have been just beside myself. And I've used a frame, the phraseology before, in the frame of reference this, that we keep hacking at the branches, while the root of this true evil, it's unfettered, it's untouched. And this is probably the biggest, if not the most important issue today in America.
I would say so. If it's not the most, it's certainly right up there in the top 10. Because if we lose this battle, as you implied, over the next few years, because it's supposed to be fully in place by the year 2010, that's only 4 years from now, and basically we give up our national sovereignty in the process, just like the European Union has. And our Constitution, because we're going to be actually passing an international treaty, our Constitution, according to the current legal thinking, will be no longer in existence because we will be under the authority of the North American Union. It's that radical and that serious. For those who have studied this, fully realize how serious it is. And it's all being done because it will make it much easier for the big corporations to work.
Well, and this it takes on so many different things, Doctor. We've got Agenda 21 rolled up in this. We've got the, and not by accident, we have the 30 to 40 million illegals from Mexico. And not just, they came up with the term OTMs, other than Mexicans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all of this is part and parcel of this deal. These people have been moved into this country. You know, initially, you remember the conversation that was starting to take place a couple of years ago, that they were taking the temperature of the feelings of the American people out there?
Yes.
And what these people are just going to be coming in to do jobs that Americans don't want to do. Well, I don't know if there's 40 million jobs here in America that they don't want to do. What they really want to do is to have a loose and migrant workforce that can go from Canada, Mexico, United States, Central and South America. They are lining up their cheap labor pool out there right now.
Absolutely. There is no question about it. It is the most astonishing thing to realize in the last 2 years, or a year and a half, they've gone from basically no organization whatsoever to almost implementation. Contracts have been let to build this superhighway from Mexico, Laredo, Texas, up to Canada. That'll be six lanes in both directions with utility corridors and all the and rail corridors and so forth. 1,200-foot wide right-of-way, taking up hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland to be built. And it's going to be built by a Spanish contractor. Not an American contractor, a Spanish contractor.
Over the past 2 years, let me just give you an example here, folks. 20 security and prosperity partnership working groups have produced a number of memorandums of understanding and trilateral declarations of agreement. And these agreements cover a wide variety of issues, including e-commerce, aviation policies, border and immigration policy. And that means multiple governmental agencies to interact. This has been taken almost verbatim from the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR's task force. We started hammering these people, better than 10 years ago.
Yes.
And they started to react by putting up CFR members, and they were just business leaders and politicians and, well, the select group of people out there that most Americans would look at and say, well, oh, these are established businessmen or these are politicians, and, you know, this is just an organization where they meet and they talk about various topics of commerce or trade or whatever, and there's no big deal. The Council on Foreign Relations has been the nexus in this country of bringing in this world government. And they sit right up there in New York City holding hands with the United Nations. This is going to be their police force, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about this. If you've not read, and I'll see if I can carve out some time sometime in this hour about how they even, you Second Amendment supporters out there, how the documents have already been signed to do away with your firearms, to do away with standing armies, except those that are going to be on beck and call for the United Nations. And it will not be under American leadership. It will be under United Nations leaderships.
It's amazing, isn't it? It is amazing.
It's mind-blowing. It just blows my mind.
You had mentioned at the first of the hour how this has been really underway for a century now, almost a little over 100 years. And you've discussed, I'm sure, various aspects of that has already happened in the early part of the 20th century and so forth. But you know, even what we're seeing now, the North American Union, that literally was planned out back in 1972 by the Club of Rome. And of course, the Club of Rome has got very close relationships with the Council on Foreign Relations, as well as the Trilateral Commission and all the rest. Back 30 years ago, anybody that talked about the Trilateral Commission or the Club of Rome would look at like they were some sort of conspirators because no organization like that existed. Well, now it's commonly known that they exist, and now you're being demagogued if you mention the fact that they want to create a world government. Anytime anyone tries to expose the truth, they are literally blasted, if they have any success at all, they are blasted into oblivion through innuendo and smear campaigns and so forth.
Yeah, 10 years ago, I was called anti-government. Today, I talk about this. And, well, now we're considered almost terrorists, Michael, that we have the ability and the First Amendment right, I might add, if anybody needs to reference their Constitution, of free speech, of talking about these things. And you're exactly right. They have gone after people and mercilessly and hammered them into the ground. 10 years ago, as I said, I was just now anti-government. Now I'm on the government list of possibly being a terrorist against my own government. To even fathom that, it is, Michael, it's mind-blowing.
Yes, it is.
To stand up for God-given rights, they're enumerated through the Constitution, and the best government, and Michael, I don't think you'll disagree, there's some glaring holes in the Constitution, but by and large, the best form of government that has ever been instituted by men, and limiting the size and scope of government, and what they're supposed to be involved in, and what they're not supposed to be involved in, now we literally have the federal government, the stepping stone for the globalists in every aspect, literally, of our lives. I'll have you respond to that, sir, right after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. The Republic Broadcasting Network brings you a more powerful voice than all the liberal media and all those announcing problems we face. It's the voice of Fearless Radio screaming, take back control of your life. For the first time in the history of radio, you can join us for a classroom, in fact, a training camp of preparedness. You already know the problems, they're not hard to figure out. But you and your family must act now with solutions. Bring a notebook and be on time to class every Sunday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. The Liberty Task Force will meet you there. These greatest experts in the country will teach you total self-reliance and independence. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. Repeat this thought. If it is to be, it's up to me. But remember, freedom is never free.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
We are back. My guest this afternoon, this hour, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and we are talking about globalism, ladies and gentlemen. Stark, in your face, unknown by millions of Americans. This is going to transform us entirely. Doctor, if you would, my comments and statements prior to the break.
Well, you're absolutely right in the sense that it is totally revolutionary in the scope and what it will do, and the fact that it is being done deliberately, has been systematically being in place over the last 100 years, is something that normally people just, their eyes glaze over and they think you're another black helicopter nut and so forth, but it's real. And I want to just read you something out of a major history book written by Carol Quigley called Tragedy and Hope, and you've probably heard this. Many of your listening audience have probably heard this many, many times before, but if you haven't, you need to realize this, because Carol Quigley was the foremost historian of the 20th century. He was from Georgetown University. His credentials were impeccable, and he had access to the actual records for several years of this cartel, this banking cartel that was putting all this into place. And he wrote a book. It was 1,300 pages long, and on page 324, he says, the powers of financial capitalism had another far-reaching aim, nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in the private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. And he went on to say that this system was to be controlled in a feudalistic fashion by the central banks of the world acting in concert by secret agreements. Now, I could go on ad nauseum about what he wrote in that book because he does basically expose everything. He was actually in agreement with it. He was writing it in a very favorable way. But the fact is that it's been public knowledge now for at least 40 years, and they have been able to keep it stamped down and quiet so that the vast majority of people in this country look at you like you're an absolute fool if you even mention this kind of a thing going on. They rule both parties, both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, as you well know, are all marching basically the same tune. The only difference is that the Republicans generally will favor the economic side of it, the capitalistic side, if you want to call it capitalism. It's really not. It's a controlled economy. It's not capitalism in the truest sense. And the Democrats are trying to implement a socialist type of a world government. That's basically the difference.
Well, and there really is no difference because, as I've stated many times on this program, is that we have communism and then we have socialism. And then we have this little funny thing going on that the communists like to call capitalism, but actually what it was a free market type of deal, unencumbered by government. And it was supposed to be unencumbered by a funny money, a fiat system, such as with the international banksters and its member banks, the Federal Reserve inside this country. And what we are going to have, ladies and gentlemen, is a world socialistic government controlled by government, which is going to have a very strange partnership with business. And then everybody, something that everybody's going to need is going to be the International Monetary Fund. Now, let me bring up to you, the listeners up there to bring them up to speed in today's process. What you were talking about, what Quigley wrote, by the way, I have a copy of Tragedy and Hope, very hard to come by.
Yes, it is. But nonetheless, he lays it out very, very clearly as to what has happened for about the 50 or 60 years prior to the time he wrote it. He wrote it in the 1960s and predicts what's going to happen in the future. And lo and behold, everything he said was going to happen in the future has happened or is happening right now.
Let me bring him up to speed, Doctor. The book was done by Robert Pastor back in 2001, and he's a CFR member, toward a North American commission. The book, the CFR Task Force and the SPP Agreement, call for the establishment of the North American Competitiveness Council, I'll get that out, to pull in the private sector to the SPP process. In addition, all three call for the establishment of a North American Advisory Council, which is to be an independent body of advisors composed of eminent persons from outside government. Now, the CFR Task Force calls for the creation by 2010 of the North American community to enhance security, prosperity, and opportunity. Within, these are their words, we propose a community based on the principle. Notice what I'm saying here, community. All these countries, North, Central, and North America, Canada, United States, Mexico, Central, and South America. We propose a community, this is their idea of a community, based on the principles affirmed in the March 2005 joint statement of the three leaders of the nations, three nations, that our security and prosperity are mutually dependent and complementary. Its boundaries will be defined by a common external tariff and an outer security perimeter within the movement of people, products, and capital will be legal, orderly, and safe. And they goes on to say the CFR report called for the establishment of a common security border perimeter around North America by 2010, along with the free movement of people, commerce, and capital to be facilitated by the establishment of the North American Border Pass that would replace the U.S. passport for travel between U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
Isn't that amazing? Basically eliminating our national borders, all the checkpoints, hopefully were going to be established to keep out terrorists, are now going to be wide open. And we're going to have to depend upon the Mexican government to keep the terrorists out. Well, how do you think that's going to happen? It's just not. And there's, with this new superhighway, in which the only checkpoint is going to be Kansas City, it's the first place that they're stopped and pulled off where they're actually, their cargo is actually checked. And where, you know, in that a 1,500-mile trek between Mexico and Kansas City, they can basically offload anything they want to anywhere.
All right, we've got to take this break. Ed, and I'll give you this gentleman's website, all the pertinent information, right after this break. And we'll also entertain your calls this afternoon at 800-313-94.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by Lifeway. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Program note here, ladies and gentlemen, preparedness training seminar, the Fearless Radio Liberty Task Force. Our country is in turmoil, folks. There is no doubt about that. Five preparation subjects give you personal power over every problem we face. The topics of discover and topic of conversation and preparedness will include what and when preparation, emergency preparation, keeping your freedom, never stand in a breadline, medical preparation, and resource preparation. This is going to be held at the Wingate Inn right here in good old Round Rock, Texas, Saturday, October 28th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. $20 at the door, $25 for couples. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is something you're going to spend the entire day doing from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. But when you walk out of the seminar, there's not going to be any doubt in your mind what you're going to do and when you're going to do it and how much of it you're going to have to do in order to survive. What I personally believe, Michael Kaufman, is they're going to pull the financial plug on us. They can do a lot under the guise of economic chaos and uncertainty, ram a lot of stuff down people's throats. People are going to be worried about how they're going to feed themselves tomorrow, let alone any other problems that we'll have in an economic collapse. And I do believe this is how they're going to pull it off.
I've long suspected that would be the case, John. It's just too convenient because they basically, through the banking system, they control the economy of the United States. And as the Federal Reserve has already come out a number of months ago and said, we're bankrupt already. It's just a matter of the time in which it's going to be reconciled and the fact that we're going to face an economic crisis that's going to make 1930 look like a picnic.
That's exactly, almost word for word, Michael, my phraseology on it. It's going to make 29 look like a dress rehearsal.
Yeah, and they did it once. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that they precipitated it back in 1929, and once the chaos hits, of course, as you just suggested, it's very easy to manipulate people into doing something just because they have to do it in order to survive. That once it's done and the legal structure is in place, then we're stuck with it the rest of our lives, and in the process, we've lost our freedoms.
Well, and I can't tell you how many times I've been asked this question, Michael. People have said to me, well, you keep talking about the New World Order and these bank people and these corporations. They're all interested in profit. They wouldn't dare bring down the system that's paying them so much money right now.
Well, there's quite a few of them that probably that would be applicable to, but the key people behind it, the real financial elite, money means nothing to them. Well, you know, it means a lot to us because we have to pay our bills every month and struggle through and really sometimes can't even make those monthly payments. But as far as they're concerned, money is just a means of making more and more power, bringing more and more power to themselves. It's all about control. That's the ultimate aphrodisiac to them. And if they have to suffer a minor setback, they might lose a billion or two, but who cares? Because they've still got several billion left. But if they can get the control out of it so that they can then be in the driver's seat as to who can do what, when, and where, that's worth it to them. And people don't understand that because they look at money from their perspective, not from the banking perspective.
Well, and I was talking to some of the employees here of the network, and it was on a different topic, but this fits. This is apropos. I said a lot of people have different perceptions of the way the universe works and their world works and how everything is supposed to go. But it is perceived from the inside, them looking out, their perception. A lot of these people, their perception becomes a reality. Forget that it may not be fact-based. Forget that they might have been bamboozled and lied to their entire lives. You know, there's a rude awakening to a lot of people here in America, and it's quite uncomfortable for them to realize exactly how our own government has turned against its own people. And one classic example is the globalization process. People are having a hard time wrapping their minds around this, that, well, you mean to tell me my stupid congressman in Washington, D.C., or my senator that I didn't vote for anyhow, that's been in quiet compliance with this all these years, that they know exactly what's going on, but they won't speak against it? I find that absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of congressmen and a lot of senators really don't understand what's going on and are just being used as pawns, but a lot of them do, far more than you might think, that do know what is going on, and to many of them it makes sense. You have to understand that when you get into this rarefied atmosphere of power politics and so forth, what seems so outrageous to you and I, it makes perfect sense to them because they're in the driver's seat and they will come out on top, at least the way they look at it. And it makes sense if we're going to have a world without war, and you know, I can go on ad nauseum, you know, rolling out all these utopian concepts, then they have to be in control, and therefore they have to do these kinds of things to outfox the American people so that they give up their freedoms and allow the intellectual elite, the ones that know how to run the world, to gain the power to do so. It makes sense to them. You get into that beltway in Washington, D.C., and something happens to your mind, it all of a sudden goes south.
But the reality that we know and we understand through our perception, through our study, through our education, through our endeavors trying to, you know, warn people about this, the generally dumb public out there, and the GDP, and I'm not talking gross domestic product here.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the generally cold butt stupid people out there, their perception of their reality, it does not fit with what's going on. So when you present them with this, it is just beyond their capability, beyond their capacity, Michael, to understand this and to grasp this.
As more and more people are being hurt by the system, because it's inevitable that will happen, it just breeds corruption corruption is going to start hurting more and more people, and more people are. Most of it's been rural citizens from the 1940s through the 1980s or thereabouts, but in the last 20 years with smart growth and growth management of urban areas is starting to hurt more and more urbanites as well. The number of people that are catching on to what's going on is rapidly increasing, but not nearly fast enough.
Not fast enough. These people are literally, they're burning the midnight oil. They've got their projected plans in place. They have their timelines, and they will meet it. And there was another gentleman that this was aside from any other conversation with either you, Michael, or anybody else. When I took a look at what they were doing, and this police state that is literally hanging over our heads like the sword of Damocles, ready to swing and lob our little heads off, this is the mechanism that's going to be in place for control once that chaos hits. Because once the American people realize what has been done to them, we're going to have riots in the streets. I'm sure that cities will burn. When we have an economic collapse, there's not going to be enough government cheese to go around. There is not going to be any money that the government's going to have to come to your rescue out there, folks, to make sure that you have food on your table tomorrow, or there is a way for you to pay your bills. You're not going to have any job. You're not going to have anything. Michael, this is absolutely the most terrifying thing that I have ever seen in my entire life.
Yes. Now, let's just take this one step further. If you haven't been chilled enough by this conversation already, consider this. Carol Quigley said that the world is being run more and more by these banking cartels, the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, and so forth, of the central banks around the world. They, in turn, of course, then control and are being manipulated by the secondary tier of banks, and then the tertiary tier of banks, and then finally your local bank that you bank in locally. When this economic crisis hits, and all of a sudden you're out of a job, and you can't pay your mortgage, and you default on your mortgage, your house and your property goes to your bank, but they need the cash flow to stay afloat, and they're not going to be able to stay afloat once this happens. And so they're going to default, and we're going to enter into another banking crisis, which like we did in the 1980s. And before long, as more and more of these levels of banks collapse, what's going to happen is that all the private property that has mortgages, I shouldn't say all, I mean, that's too radical a statement, but much of the private property in this United States that is being presently owned but mortgaged by these various banks is going to gradually filter up to, guess where? The U.S. Federal Reserve. They're going to be able to control the property of the United States, and we will no longer have any way to maintain our individual liberties and freedom because our land, our jobs, everything else will be owned by this banking cartel.
Well, and Michael, you have also seen, and people have been mystified as to how they can pull this off, that the United Nations will have, inside this country, control of better than 75% of all lands in this country. You've seen the diagrams yourself.
Oh, yes.
And people were always wondering, well, how are they going to be able to do this? Well, let me put it to you this way, folks. And we talk about 1929 as being a precursor or like the warm-up for the real stage play that's about to be foisted on the American people. Is the consider this. In 1929, we literally had no national debt. Now, through all the derivatives and through everything out there, we are more than $100 trillion in debt. We went from being the greatest, richest nation on planet Earth to the greatest debtor nation in less than 100 years.
Yes.
Now.
And most people are totally ignorant of that.
And take a look at what has happened to the manufacturing. This has all been shipped, 75% of it has been shipped off to Mexico or China or to other foreign countries. We've lost our ability, our manufacturing ability inside this country. You take all of these things, none of which applied in 1929, which apply to today.
Mm-hmm.
This is, if you folks out there can add two and two and you come up with the same number as I do, four, well, congratulations. But with these people, what we're discussing right now is absolutely going to change the entire face of America forever. And I mean forever. And this is what I've said about the police state, that this is the little draconian little system that they put in there with all the snooping and the pooping and all these draconian laws that they've been passing. This is all part and parcel. This is going to be in place when they decide to implement for once and for all the global system here in America, that system is going to be used for you dissenters out there. Once you wake up to what's really getting ready to smack you right between the eyes, that is what is going to be used for the control inside this country.
Unfortunately, you're absolutely right. And the ironic thing about it, because I have a PhD in ecology and so forth. This is how I got involved in all this. Because what I saw was that the environmental community, the leadership of the environmental community, wasn't really interested in protecting the environment. They were interested in imposing laws and regulations and so forth that controlled you and I. I had to go back and figure out why in the world did they want to do that. Because there were much better ways of protecting the environment than the ones that they were, you know, the Environmental Protection Agency, you name it, the laws that were passed in the 1970s and 80s. While they have done quite a bit of good, there were much easier, much more cheap, and much more protective ways of protecting the environment than the way we actually did it. And the way we did it basically increased control by a small group of elites, again, and it's being advanced by the environmental agenda. I just happened to stop in 1994. It's been over 12 years ago, in September of 1904 or 1994. The Convention on Biological Diversity from being ratified in the U.S. Senate an hour before the first vote was scheduled. That's how close we came. It would have set aside one half of the United States into wilderness areas. That's what this treaty was designed to do. And we finally got the documentation out of the United Nations to prove that this is what they intended to do, and the Senate, George Mitchell, the majority leader at the time, withdrew it from the executive calendar. It was never voted on. That's how close we came. That's what they're trying to do. They're locking up all this land and not to protect the environment. They could care less about the environment. What they're doing is they're locking up these natural resources as collateral on our national debt, just as you were describing a moment ago.
It is, and don't misunderstand me, listeners, when I say this. This has been an ongoing plan for many, many years. But, Doctor, their ingenuity and how they've designed this, I can understand, as I said, the GDP out there, that when they hear this, that they just can't allow themselves, because it's not within the realm of their perception. It is not within the realm of their understanding. When we talk about these things that have been researched and well documented, and it is true. Doctor, over 10 years ago, when I really started getting into broadcasting and creating networks that bring you this type of information and programming, I had the New York boys come down to visit me, and they did not want to take issue with what I was talking about, but they wanted me to do this. They said, we're not going to argue the finer points. We would probably agree with a lot of what you're saying, but this is what you must do. You must adopt the accidental view of history, that there has been no long-range plan to bring this about.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a series of events that culminated at a certain time to bring around a certain result. But you can't be conspiratorial about this. You've got to adopt the accidental view of history.
And that is totally hogwash.
Oh.
Every step of the way, it has been manipulated.
Absolutely. Are you up for some calls?
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's go first to Fred in Philadelphia. Hello, Fred.
Hi, John.
Hi.
The population of Latin America is approximately 530 to 550 million people right now. And they are socially coherent. They are a coiled spring just waiting to overtake the people here in this country that don't really have a clue. Is it going to be a cultural invasion? And it's going to be a tremendous amount of regimentation to stop fighting between population groups.
Well, Fred, let me interject something here right now that will make perfect sense to people. Do you think that all of these news outlets, all these television and radio stations, do you think that it's an accident that when you pick up your telephone for banking services, government, I don't care what it is, do you want this in Spanish or do you want it in English? Does anybody out there, are they starting to understand that this was part and parcel of the multiculturalism, the diversity that we are going to be experiencing? This is just the first stepping stone.
There's never been a multicultural country that hasn't either had a massacre of a minority or had an explosion. I mean, wasn't ancient Egypt attempting multiculturalism? Various countries in the Mediterranean region attempting that, and look what happened to their empires.
Yeah, the same thing with the Roman Empire. I mean, there's a lot of things that brought these empires down, but that was one of them. That was a very key component in almost every... I'm a historical buff, and so once I began to realize what was happening, I said, well, they must have done this back in history, and lo and behold, what we're doing is nothing more than repeating history, and it's never had a good consequence since, or outcome in the past, and I don't think it's going to have a good outcome this time either.
The difference being, though, that all of that that came before us, never in world history have we seen, and we're the second of the third step here. We're well into the second step of the mirror of the European Union here, to do
yes.
this American Union here with North America, Central America, and South America. There'll be a final stage that they'll cement the whole thing entirely. We're in that process right now. And folks, if you don't believe this, then I suggest you do some reading on it, that they have to conquer and monetize, let's say, places like the Middle East to keep them in line, to bring them into this government, world government fold. This is what, by and large, the exercise is right now in the Middle East. They've got a lot of wealth over there.
And, John, I just want to leave with this one question. Where are the military officers that have sworn an oath to protect the Constitution? Where are they, John? Are they hypnotized by this process?
Most of the ones that believed in the Constitution retired during Clinton's administration, was either retired out of frustration or were retired by President Clinton. We have very few military officers anymore that really understand and their responsibility to the Constitution of the United States. And that's true with every single politician, too.
And what did Bill Clinton demonstrate with his war in Kosovo?
He literally turned our U.S. military over to the Aviar Solana.
Yeah, and this wretched creature, this Slobodan Milosevic, that was up there with Adolf Hitler and the world's worst, He was just absolutely the same thing that I can apply to, say, Saddam Hussein. And I'm not saying these are sterling people or it's anybody that we would want in government service or sitting in the highest office in this land, but that's hardly the point.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that in order to bring these people down, you had to topple their governments so you could nation build in a way that was conducive to global governance.
Right, right. And you have to do the key areas first, the economically important or socially or politically important. And, of course, the Slovakian areas have always been politically important. They may not be economically important, but they're certainly politically important. And even when you get down to oil, they're critically important for the transfer of oil from the oil fields of Central Asia to Europe. And that's what it really was all about.
Yeah, because
if they really wanted to stop all these human atrocities and so forth, they should have invaded Sudan.
Well, and think about this, folks, that we used to have the Bretton Woods Agreement after World War II, and this was the mechanism of which everybody would use the Federal Reserve note as a reserve currency. Well, since that's gone to hell in a handbasket, there is something else that is more important, and that is oil.
Yes.
So we are in a situation right now that what's going on in the Middle East right now is multifaceted, but it is by no means just a mistake or an aberration. This is part of the ongoing plan.
Yes, it is. And what we do not realize, and this is what's really, really scary as we're facing this North American Union and all that goes along with it, is the fact that our economy is literally propped up by oil, because all of the contracts for oil, if you want to buy oil, you have to use U.S. dollars. You cannot use euros. And the one exception of that, of course, was the oil for food program for Iraq. And we couldn't allow that to happen, so we had to invade Iraq. You can go on ad nauseum about this, but think about this for just a moment. Every dollar or every barrel of oil that's ever exchanged has to be in U.S. dollars. That creates a demand for U.S. dollars. That's what props up the value of the U.S. dollars. When that finally breaks, and it will break, it's just a matter of when and how.
Because,
all of a sudden,
yeah.
the U.S. dollar will be valueless.
Well, and what noises was Ahmadinejad making from Iran? Did he not want to sell his oil and gold?
Yes.
Not U.S. dollars. What did Saddam Hussein, what did he say also?
He wanted to do it in euros, and in fact, he was doing it in euros.
That's right. So these people have got to go. So therefore, they're evil. So continue watching Fox News out there. Continue watching the neocon talking heads, the front dummies for these operations. I'm telling you, Michael, I am literally chilled to my bones because this is so very, very close. And a lot of people cannot connect these dots and make sense of this. It is not, again, in their perception of their realities. Well, their reality...
And they don't really want to be. That's the other thing that just frustrates me is, John, they do not want to understand it. Because if they did understand it, it would call them to be responsible citizens, and they do not want to, they don't want to give up their bowling or their football or the other leisure boating, whatever, skiing, you name it. They don't want to give up those little fun things in life in order to get their knees and hands dirty.
They are going to anyhow, but this time their list of options is going to be severely curtailed.
Yes.
Keith in Indiana, I'm going to take one more call here, and we got to do this quickly. You're on with the good doctor.
Yes, good evening. One of the parables in the Bible, Christ said the children of this world are much wiser in their generation than the children of light. The word generation is gene type, stock, race. Civil War was planned in 1857. Mm-hmm. After that, the United States was incorporated. We've been under a military form of government. That's what a legislative democracy is.
There you go.
A police state since then. Of course, it bankrupted in 1933 intentionally. They gave a 20-year window to repay all the war debt, and we couldn't do it. The thing about it is, there's no fear of God left. They got the fear of this world. I admit I'm terrified of what's going to come, too. I'm not perfect in it, but most of my fear is to die in hell, because I'm hearing some terrible theology on all these Patriot networks. And then I had a bad experience today on the phone with a woman pastor who, I don't know how that can be, but... I don't know what Bible they're reading.
Hey, we got a church down here that's selling pumpkins right here in Round Rock, Texas, in celebration of All Hallows Eve.
Well, I'll tell you what, worse. read Jeremiah 10, 1 to 4, and tell me you don't see a Christmas tree in that.
You
called it going away of the heathen. The first White House that kept a Christmas tree was Lincoln.
Old Tannenbaum, yes.
Lincoln never studied the Bible until after he was in the White House.
Hey, Keith, we got to let you go. We're out of time.
Okay.
I appreciate your call. Michael, we could go on for another hour here, but I know that you we're out of time here, but I know you also have an appointment you must make. And by the way, one of your constituents in this battle, a very good man, Tom DeWeese from American Policy Center, is on his way as we speak over to Cambridge University in jolly old England. To face down some of the members of Parliament and representatives of the UN that just want to get in there and just reform a few things and, well, just make everybody a little happier, a little quieter out there. Your website, sir, give that out to the listeners.
www.discerningtoday.org. Discerningtoday, all one word, .org.
And if they want to send you an email?
Go ahead and send it to mkaufman@adelphia.net. mkaufman@adelphia.net.
We are going to continue doing a series of programs on this subject, sir, and we may call upon you again.
Sounds good, John.
All right. Thank you. Dr. Michael Kaufman, ladies and gentlemen. We're in a fix here. And I've been telling you people for years and years and years, we need all the boots on the ground out there. We need all of you because we're in a quest to save America. No, it is not lost. Until you say it so. We'll see you tomorrow. May God bless you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.